This is another episode of Stand Up Comedy, your host and MC, celebrating 40 plus years on the fringe of show business. Stories, interviews, and comedy sets from the famous and not so famous. Here's your host and MC, Scott Edwards.
Hi, and welcome to this week's show. We have another great lineup of entertainment for you. In fact, two of the acts you've never heard before. I think you'll enjoy the comedy. What I'm going to present is the audio version of one of my TV shows from 1987, live almost from Laughs Unlimited. It features three great acts. It's all good, clean comedy and lots of fun. Before I get to the regular show, I thought I'd share another little story with you. One of the advantages of being on the fringe of show business is that you get to do and meet interesting people. The production company that did my TV shows back in the mid-80s were doing a lot of other projects, and when they needed help, they would tend to reach out to people they knew, like me. And in this particular case, in 1989, it was probably taped in 87, the same year as my TV show, this production company was asked to do a special music video for Caltrans. That's the California Department of Transportation. And it was called Give 'Em a Break. And it was a 4+ minute music video that was showed to high schoolers in the late 80s and early 90s to try to make them aware of the risks that construction workers were taking while working on the highways. It was just a safety video that was presented to young people that were going to become drivers to make them aware. I'm repeating myself now. Anyway, this one's had a special appearance by Richard Grieco. I probably got that wrong. But the reason I'm sharing the story was it was kind of fun for me because they called us up and said they needed some additional construction workers. So I grabbed a couple staff members and we went out to the site of the production, and it was really fun. We were part of the crew. We got dressed in costume. We looked like construction workers out in the highway. And our main scene was to be working on the side of the road and have somebody speed by, which looked dangerously close. It wasn't. And that was an awareness part for this music video. But was extra fun was that they were a little short-handed, and I also got an opportunity to drive one of the 50s vehicles that appeared in the music video, and that was cool. And then the other thing that was kind of fun was I got chatty with there was a trio of dancing girls that were part of this music video, and I got chatty with them, and they ended up teaching me the dance moves they were doing for the video. And while we were rehearsing, me flanked on either side by very young, good-looking dancers, I was doing the dance moves in my construction outfit. Well, the producer saw this, had him videotape it, and it made it onto the video. And I got to tell you, seeing a 30-something guy doing a dance on the side of the highway as part of this music video was very entertaining, very funny, and it was great fun for me to do. Maybe not a really interesting story, but one of the little tidbits of extra stuff that happens when you're on the fringe of show business. Okay, let's get to some comedy, because that's what we're here for. We have a terrific show. You'll hear me as the MC. I'm going to do an audio version of this TV show that aired in 1987. The headliner coming up later on, you may recognize his voice. He was the bartender on the Drew Carey Show for a couple seasons. Very funny guy, good comic and musician. Tim O'Rourke is our closing act today. In the middle feature position, a unique comic out of LA, Nicky Shane. I'll explain more about him later on. But let's kick things off. You'll hear me introducing the first act. And in this case, it's a very talented young comic. He was a regular at the club for a number of years as an opening act, did eventually feature. He is now a teacher in the San Jose area. Let's hear some great comedy by Mike Bailey.
And now, here's your host, Scott Edwards.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Laughs. We have a great show coming up for you tonight. I think you'll enjoy it. Lots of special things. Tony King coming up with Home Video of the Week. Right now, we want to jump right into this show. Our first act tonight's been working all over Northern California. I think you'll enjoy it. Let's have a nice round of applause. Mike Bailey, right here, Mike Bailey.
Well, we've got a lot of pep. I appreciate that. It's nice to see you all here tonight. How many got to work in the morning? You see, I don't do morning work anymore, and I miss it in a way, because I think even though when you first get up, even though your body isn't worth anything, your mind is an incredible tool, isn't it? Those rationalization skills are never sharper than in those wee hours when that alarm goes off.
Ah! Oh, wow. You know, I'm not really very hungry. I could skip breakfast, sleep another 15 minutes. That'd be good.
Right? Spend 15 minutes later, you have to do the same thing all over again.
You know, I'm pretty clean.
So finally, it's 8:30, you're all the way to the end.
Forget it, I could get a better job.
Well, this has been an interesting day for me. I've been just sort of hacking around. I've never been here before. Went to your malls. I like that. I felt weird about it, because you ever go out to the malls and you see those, like, dorky high school kids walking around with their funny hair and weird clothes? And it made me feel real old, because you know when you're getting old, when you see those kids and you start thinking, I would never let my child out of the house looking like that. Like we weren't the stupidest looking teenagers who ever lived. I guess the only thing in our favor, we didn't have a hair of the people. You don't know who to blame anymore. You know, it's real. You ever out in public somewhere and you see like an 8-9-year-old kid who's being such a brat to his parents that you want to smack him? And I guess it's not always their fault. I mean, to me, the worst is these parents who let their kids do anything they want to in a public place. You're out with your friends, you're at the Taco Bell, you're having the new seafood salad, these subhumans come into the place. Parents, you don't know, they're not watching them. So the kids are up on tables shooting straws, playing with napkins. Did you get away with crap like that in a public place when you were a kid?
No.
No. 2 seconds and that'd be, go sit in the car. You can do it. Did they have crying rooms in your church? Remember those? Glass enclosed, vacuum sealed places? Where you took screaming kids in order to mess with them, but you? Get some mom and her kid up in front of the church. Mom, let go of my arm. I hate you. So she drags him to the back, the kid screaming, no! Ah! Back of the church, that door swings open. No! Ah! Swings closed. Ah! Kid's in there going. That's how I grew up. And I'm all right. You know, I grew up in a sensible way. I'm one of 6 kids from Dayton, Ohio, originally. Kind of a rhythm method thing, pretty much. Apparently, Dad kept catching Mom on the upbeat because there's a mess of us at home. And they started young. When my dad was my age, he had 4 kids already. That's a miracle to me. I'll look at pictures of my old man. He'll be standing there looking just like me, except for lots thinner. And he'll be at some dippy little amusement park with the first 4 of us all around his legs, all with these kids' sunglasses on. And this little that just says, my God. I was just back in to see him. It was nice. I got a chance to go back. My brother John got married, so I had to go back and be in his wedding, and it was kind of a nightmare, because what I had to do, I had to get on a plane and fly to Dayton, Ohio, and then get into a car with my entire family and drive to Missouri. And that was heavy. You know, I love my parents dearly. My family and I get along real well. I don't travel with them very much, you know, because I have a brain in my head. It's always the same. The August, Dayton, Ohio, it's like 1,000,000 degrees. All 8 of us cram into the Oldsmobile. So the first thing we got to do is roll those windows up, turn that air conditioner on, and smoke those cigarettes. Mom smoked a lot when Dad drove. She got real nervous. 2 blocks down the street, your mom, Dad, is that you? We would need ice for the cooler, so Dad would pull the only closed 7-Eleven in the universe. Responding that way of his, oh, son of a... Mom, is this how it's gonna be, Fred? Is this how it's gonna be? If this is all it's gonna be, we can just go home. We can turn the car around and we can stay home. It's a wonder we grow up with any sensibility at all. Thanks a lot for being here. I'll see you guys later. Good night.
Mike Bailey, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back with more in Tim O'Rourke right after this commercial break.
That was me emceeing my TV show back in 1987, and that was the comedy of our opening act on this TV show, Mike Bailey. I hope you enjoyed that. If I wasn't clear, I'm airing the audio version of a TV show, and I've edited out the commercials, and there was a music video that we had added. I'm not going to put that on here because it doesn't really work for a podcast, but I did want to explain again what was happening. Okay, the next entertainer is from Los Angeles, California. He's the author of two or three different books. He's also a musician and had his own band. Ladies and gentlemen, the comedy of Nicky Shane.
We hope you're having fun watching Laughs. Obviously, the people here are. We got another wonderful comic coming up for you. This gentleman's worked all over the country. He now lives in the streets of New York City. In fact, he just recently, last week, hitchhiked up to entertain us here in Sacramento. Let's have a nice round of applause. From New York City, Nicky Shane, right here, Nicky Shane.
Good evening. Or what? I was in the back room, man. I was in the back room listening to you people. I was thinking, hey, I think this audience has the potential to be one of the greatest audiences of all time. Do you guys want to be the greatest audience of all time or what? And there's only one way. There's only one way. Inbreeding. Let's get naked. You guys are over there. Break it up. You're up here. Flop it over. Oh, you guys have already done this, huh? Great, glad you're here. Look at you people. Look at me. Hey, I used to be a male model. Now I'm the GQ bum. Pretty ladies in here, a lot of good looking. You guys date? I used to take my dating real serious. You know, like I always met my girlfriend's parents because I wanted to see what she was going to look like when she got older. Because if she's like fat, bald, and had a mustache. Hey, man, I'm out of there. And there should be a law, too, that, like, once you move in together, you cannot gain 50 pounds. Relationships, man, are the toughest thing. Emotions, and you gotta deal with them. The toughest thing on the planet to deal with. But we need them for security, man. Some people think it's sex, but if you have no genitals, you're basically insecure. But then at some point, you move into, like, conditional love, right? That's where, like, I'll love you if you can meet my needs. What's this? Like, you get out of the shower, dripping wet, freezing, go to grab a towel. No, no, honey, not that towel. That's a guest towel. Here, use this old crappy, crummy towel. And hopefully you progress into unconditional love where we love each other no matter what, man, right? When you take that guest towel outside and you wax the damn car with it. Well, let me see. I got 2 more hours, okay. Do you remember one of those days? Because I got rules in my life, and I almost want to share this with you before I go. Like, I got these spells I'm thinking about, because now as I get older, you know, I found that you got to have rules in your life. And I got real important rules now. I got rules like, I never pick up a guy on the highway that's wearing a cowboy hat and a hospital gown. Important rules like, you know, like, never let him pick you up either. I got a new rule, because I want to hang out with Gary Hart. And He can move into a box next door to mine. You guys have been fun. I gotta go. Good night.
Nikki Shane, folks, Nikki Shane.
That was Nikki Shane, ladies and gentlemen. And I hope you're enjoying this audio version of the live, almost, from Laughs Unlimited TV show, era 1987. And I'm about to introduce the headliner. This next gentleman you've heard a couple times on the podcast, very funny comic and musician. Sadly, he passed away in 2019, but he is most known for being the bartender on the Drew Carey Show. Let's enjoy the comedy of Tim O'Rourke.
Welcome back to Laughs, folks. We hope you're enjoying the show. I think it's a good one, and so do these folks. We have a special friend of ours. He's from Cleveland, and he's a regular here at Laughs Unlimited. I think you'll enjoy him. How about a nice round of applause? The big talents of Tim O'Rourke right here. Tim O'Rourke!
Thank you. Thank you. Welcome. My name is Tim O'Rourke. Yes, I am fat. We'll get that out of the way. I can hear you talking.
Look at the size of this guy. How does he walk?
Very well. I know the vest hides it well. Some of you guys may be shocked. You know, kind of an optical illusion. Is he going forward? Is he coming back? So, it's an optical illusion. Well, good to be here. Nice being in Sacramento. Nice and warm.
Louder.
Louder. Can you hear that okay? Guess you're out of luck.
You're a poop.
Flying here is an excursion. Gosh, to get here, this is try to fly from Mobile to Atlanta, Atlanta to Denver, Denver, which is one too many airports, especially if you've flown through Atlanta. Anybody? It's a pain, isn't it? It's like one of the biggest airports in the United States, so, you know, make my fat butt walk.
Should have packed a lunch or something.
Seriously, the airport is so big to get from one terminal to another, you have to take these shuttle bullet trains that go from like 0 to Mach 8 in like 2 seconds, you know? You put one foot in these trains, it's like, hold on. Yeah. It's like luggage, little kids. My baby! Mom! It's like taking a ride in a rocket sled. You're sitting there going, hey, I'm not Buck Rogers. I don't need to go this fast, you know? It's like going back in time. I got off, I was a fetus. Well, good. Some of you guys know what a fetus is. I'd explain it in Mobile.
They're going, fetus? What the heck is a fetus? Why is he using them words? I don't know what the heck he's supposed to be.
So they're going, what the heck's a fetus, Tim?
Very small people.
Well, thanks. We thought it was the deputy on Gunsmoke.
Right.
Let me ask you a question, too. Is it possible for more old people to be flying out to California this time of year?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, like you're old. Some, like, flying here was like flying with the cast from Cocoon, you know? Seriously, the oxygen masks were down before we took off. It's disgusting. I'm waiting at the gate in like Dallas. All of a sudden, it's like a wagon train of wheelchairs comes whipping up.
Out of the way, fat boy. We're old. We get on first.
Oh, you tripped. I didn't know walkers folded. Sorry. And I'm sorry, I don't know what it is about old people and flying, but have you noticed this? They develop phlegm. It's disgusting. They get 2 inches off the ground. It's like... But they seem to be able to communicate. Like... I'm walking down the runway. It's like, smoking or non-smoking? Is non-mucus possible? Someplace dry toward the front, you know? Out of loogie range, you know, so. Babies are another thing. I don't think they should be flying. I'm sorry. Oh, you have a baby? It's not their fault. I don't blame them, but, you know, they can't clear their ears. And like 4 hours, it's a bitch mush. You know, listen to one. Oh, God. I don't have that many tapes. Got an idea. See what you guys think to alleviate the situation. If there's overhead compartments, not in use. It's not like there's not oxygen up there. Baby! Think of them as sky cribs, you know. Yeah. That's good. Yeah. And I don't want male flight attendants. I'm sorry. I just feel very eerie about them, you know. I don't want a guy... Let's just see if that's snug.
Look at me, Raul. My butt's wedged in here pretty good.
Oh. It's been real hot this week. I can't take it. You know, there's no purpose for fat people to be where it's hot. I mean, we all know that. You know, we don't tan, you know. We usually just baste. Yeah. Some of us have those little thermometers.
Oh, God.
Yeah. I get this fear I'll be lying on the beach like Hawaiians going, luau, luau. Get this apple out of my mouth. And they don't make summer clothes for fat people. Could you picture me in jams?
What the hell is that? I don't know if it scared your ma.
Sorry, I don't know. We talking about college students? And you guys go to school? I do a lot of schools. I mean, I just check on these things because I mean, like, I'm from Ohio originally. For some reason, it's a terrible state for mascots. We have Ohio State University, always top 10 in football. What do they pick as their mascot? The fearsome Buckeye. Really? Who's gonna be scared of a Buckeye? It's like, back off. Ow! Is it bleeding? You know. We have the Akron Zippers. Write your own joke there. Last but not least, I had the worst school ever, though. I went to Youngstown State University in Ohio. Youngstown, home of the Fighting Penguins. It's the actual mascot. I'm serious. It is. We had a penguin plastered to our helmets. Well, that really scares people. Hey, hey. To fire up our team, we had to go, Peckham. I used to play football in college. You can, that little voice, like, oh no, comes in handy, believe it or not. Because, well, first it paid for college. It's like,
Dad, I want more money.
He's like, well, stop that stupid voice. It's like,
no, pay me.
And you can use it in a football game. Only once, so you got to pick your spots, okay? So you get down the fourth quarter, you're down by 6 points, you get a touchdown to win. You wait till a four count on a running play, okay? Look up on the second count and go,
don't hurt me.
You guys have been a nice crowd. My name is Tim Rourke.
Ladies and gentlemen, Tim Rourke. We'll be back with more laughs after this. Stay tuned.
That was me closing the show live almost from Laughs Unlimited, and I hope you enjoyed those three comics. It was a lot of fun to produce a television show, and it was great to be able to showcase great comics like you heard on this podcast. I also added a little story about my work on Give 'Em a Break, a video made for a 1989 release for Caltrans. I think you can still find it on Google, but it was fun to be a part of that as well. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, thanks for listening to the podcast. We hope you're enjoying it. Feel free to send me messages or critiques or notices on the website, www.standupyourhostandmc.com, and be sure to share and get this out there. We're trying to get as many listeners as we can. Thanks for listening. You guys have a great rest of your day. We'll be back with more entertainment next week. Bye.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of Stand Up Comedy, Your Host and MC. For information on the show, merchandise, and our sponsors, or to send comments to Scott, visit our website at www.standupyourhostandmc.com. Look for more episodes soon and enjoy the world of stand-up comedy. Visit a comedy showroom near you.